Welcome back to In Depth for a third and final interview. An old friend has stopped by, Jillian Helgett. Yeah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Your theater works in Northern Nevada. We used to work together in another radio realm way back when.
Yeah, way back.
Yeah, but now you're, are you on like the board for Theater Works? Or how does that work?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the board of Theater Works, and I've been there, I don't even know, I think 8 years now, and just really believe in what we do.
That's really cool, and it's been around for a while.
Yes. Yeah. We are on our 13th season currently. We'll be announcing our 14th. So.
All right. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So give me the lowdown. I know you're here to talk about a specific event, a big family gala that's coming up.
Yeah.
But other than that, what's the season currently? What are things people can experience and workshops and so on with TheaterWorks?
Yeah. Well, something really exciting that's happened to TheaterWorks this year is we actually have our new space. We have our own home at 315 Spokane over off of 4th. It's been a long time coming. A lot of hard work went into putting this space together and having our own home. We've bounced around from so many different venues. It's exciting to have our space finally. So that's really, really great. We have a show going on right now called What We Lost Along the Way that kind of explores a sister and brother who are torn from their family during World War II and their kind of trials and tribulations, and kind of gives the World War II perspective from a child's point of view, which is really interesting. And I think something that's often overlooked. And that show is really great and runs for one more weekend. This coming weekend is our final weekend, and we have 4 shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then do you know? I don't even know if you have the season in your mind.
Our executive director and our board has been kind of working on building a season for this coming year, and we're really excited, and we'll actually announce that at the fundraiser gala.
Well, then people will get the lowdown on that. So definitely. How many shows kind of do you typically do a season, and what does the season run to, I guess, time-wise? Like what month to month?
Yeah, so we have 5 shows typically. Okay. Our first show is usually around March or April in the spring, and then we do another show sometime usually like May, early June. And then we go into Art Town, of course, for July. We usually do about 20 shows during the month of July, which is crazy and fun. And that's usually our big musical. So this year we did The Little Mermaid, and that was a lot of fun and kind of crazy. And then we do a fall show, usually end of September, early October. And then our fundraiser gala show opens our final show of the year, which is typically a Christmas theme. We've done Charlie Brown Christmas. This year we're doing Junie B. Jones in Jingle Bells Batman Smells. And so always kind of a holiday theme for that final show, and we usually perform that for one weekend as well in December.
That's really cool. I know I don't want to make you reveal the new season because you want to do it at the gala, but is there a kind of a set? Do you like to be diverse as far as, does the board like to be diverse with the different programs they have, the different plays they choose?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we actually have a huge emphasis on outreach.
Okay.
And so we usually choose shows that allow us to have as many children as possible in shows. But we also really love our multi-generational theater. So all of our shows have adults and children working side by side to kind of learn and grow in that environment. So that makes it a lot of fun.
And speaking of, I mean, I'm sure you guys have classes, right, for kids?
We do. Yeah, every Monday at our space, we have classes for children from age 4 all the way to up to age 18. I know our teens are working on a film project right now, which is really exciting.
That's
rad. And we're always accepting new students. And your first class is always free. So that's
cool.
Oh,
really?
Too.
Yep. So you could even just wet your whistle, see if you like it?
Definitely.
And then, shell out a little cash.
That's right. Yeah. Just a little. Yeah.
Just a little.
Back into the nonprofit. So you're helping us all out.
That's cool. So what venues have you used previous to finding your new home?
So we were at the Laxalt Auditorium for a long time, which is a building over on 2nd Street that was owned by UNR.
Right.
We utilized Destiny Community Center for a long time. That was our most recent home. We've also done a lot at the Southside School. So kind of just bounced around, and, you know, wherever we can put on live theater is a good place for us.
I know. That's really good. Any place you can find a stage.
Yes, basically.
Our attitude.
Yep.
So the new venue, what's it like?
Yeah, so it's
you want to describe it a
it's
little.
Really cool. So we've kind of done a black box feel. We have elevated seats, and the stage is on the ground, which is nice. And it just feels cozy. Everybody's right there. It's a really interactive experience because the actors are right there. And we really push our actors to break that fourth wall and interact with the audience as much as possible and as much as the script allows, of course, if it makes sense in the
show. Don't go too crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But if it makes sense in the show, bringing the audience in is always really fun.
That's really cool. Well, let's get to the heat of the meat, as they say.
Yeah.
The big gala, what is this all about?
Yeah, so this is our annual family fundraiser gala. So a couple years ago, we We changed. We used to do a murder mystery, which was a lot of fun. But we really wanted to integrate our kids into our gala because that's who we're raising this money for, so that they can continue to do theater. So we switched to a Christmas theme 4 years ago, and this is our fourth one. This year we're doing Junie B. Jones and Jingle Bells Batman Smells for the show. But it includes dinner, photos with Santa. We have Christmas crafts, a silent auction, a live raffle, all sorts of fun things going on. So there's really a lot for the entire family.
All right. That's really cool. So what are we talking about with like silent auction raffle prizes?
Oh, we have all sorts of stuff. Yeah, we have, you know, ski passes sometimes. I know in the past we've had a helicopter tour. I don't know if we got that this year, but fingers crossed because it sounds cool. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff from local businesses, a lot of great meals. I know we have tickets for other theater companies, which we always love to promote them as well, because the more theater, the better. So
I know right?
Bruca and Rena Little Theater, they've all given us tickets for our silent auction, which is really nice. And we have some classes. We have a whole year of classes for Theater Works in our silent auction, as well as a camp. We do camps during the breaks for the kids. So we have a week of camp in there. Lots of Theater Works things, but also a lot of really cool stuff from all over the community.
All right. That's awesome. So where, when, this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's Sunday, November 3rd at the Atlantis. Doors open at 4 o'clock. We kind of start out with a silent auction. Jackie Ford is opening the evening with some Christmas tunes. The whole evening is being hosted by Oscar Obies, who's really great. He's a local comedian that's just hilarious. And I know he's been on Comedy Central and all sorts of other fun stuff.
Oh, awesome.
And so he hosts the evening, and Photos with Santa kick off right at 4. And then we'll go into our dinner, followed by the show and the closing of our silent auction.
Okay, that's really cool. People need to get their tickets. What are we talking?
Yeah, twnn.org is where you can get the tickets. You can also call 775-378-9846.
Cool. So they got the new, you got this wonderful event. You got the, what's the money going to go toward? Is it going to kind of be spread around?
Yeah. So the money that we raise at the gala itself supports the entire season for Theater Works.
Cool.
So it goes into the productions, but it also, of course, goes into the maintaining of the theater and making sure that we, you know, can pay the people that help us. So it kind of gets spread nice and evenly to just keep that theater running.
That's awesome. So if people can't make it to the gala, they can always probably donate directly to you guys, right?
Definitely, yeah. TWNN.org, we have a donation link. We also have a lot of other fun things happening throughout the year that you can get involved in. We have a fall festival coming up on October 25th and 26th. We have a haunted house and trick-or-treating and other games that we got from Circus Circus, so kind of carnival-style games. So no matter how old your kid is, we have something fun for them always, every time of the year.
That's really cool. They should take advantage of that. So the haunted house, is that going to be at the venue itself?
It's at
Theater
Works.
Oh,
yeah, so
awesome.
It's a good time to kind of come, explore the venue, see what we're all about, and also have some Halloween fun.
That's pretty sweet. Well,
yeah.
Then TWNN.org, yes?
Yes.
All right. Well, anything else you want to put out there?
No,
while you're
that's
here.
It. Thank you so much.
Kind of nailed it. Thank
Woo!
You, Jillian.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you.